Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry the weather's so rough, but thank you for coming. Very brave of you. I'd like to welcome Jane Briggs, who comes from Cranley, who's going to do our service today. So let's give her a warm welcome and thank you very much. And just enjoy the service.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see you all here. As Stuart said, it's a bit of a rainy day, and my feet are actually wet. puddles in the car park, but we had three floods that we drove through getting here this morning. Coming from Cranley, it's not too far, but yes, it was a bit of a trial this morning. Our call to worship. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit calls us to set our sights on the goal of following and living in the way of Christ. God calls to us to follow now. Let us pray. Creator God, who calls us to follow, we are on journeys, individual journeys and shared journeys, experiences that are ours alone and ours together. Guide us on our journey this day and help us to keep our eyes on the goal. Lord God, as we journey towards the goal you set before us, we see glimpses of who you are, often too deep and unimaginable to grasp fully the depth of your being. What we see and feel spurs us on in our journey to discover more of you. Amen. We have our first hymn, and we'll remain seated while the hymn's playing. I believe you may hum along if you want to, but the words will be on the screen, and we'll now sing, listen to, hum, "Be Still, for the Presence of the Lord is Here."
Come bow before
items for us this morning in words, music and visual. I think each one has a different aspect of music for you to enjoy rather than all being on the organ or all being on a piano. So thank you very much, Alan. It adds to our worship. We come now to our prayers of praise and thanksgiving. Let us pray. Lord God, we are all so different, each our own being, and yet you love and care for us all. You nurture and protect us. How can we not be thankful to you for all that the journey with you offers? We thank you that you guide us in unexpected ways to find the right way in life. We thank you that when we wander, you draw us back to you. You give us new direction and encourage us to follow where you lead. We thank you that you know our individual needs and quirks and yearn for us to be on the journey of life with you. We thank you that the pains of life can be overshadowed by the joy of walking with you. For all these blessings and more, we give you thanks and praise. Amen. We have our second hymn, There's a Spirit in the Air. Come now to our prayers of confession. Let us pray. God of the journey of life, the mystery of our very being, we confess that the journey we take gets disrupted and we get sidetracked. We go off on wild goose chases that lead us nowhere, up blind alleys and into bad and barren places. We find our way back to you in sorrow for our failings and in penitence for our wanderings. May we be enriched by your welcome, relieved by your forgiveness, and comforted by your all-embracing love. Amen. Our first reading this morning comes from the Psalms. It's Psalms 80, verses 7 to 11 and then 14 and 15. Restore us, O God Almighty, make your face shine upon us that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its boughs to the sea, its shoots as far as the river. Return to us, O God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine, the root your right hand has planted, the sun you have raised up for yourself. And we have two further readings. First Isaiah and then Philippians.
This reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. I will sing for the one I love, a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now, you dwellers in Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Thanks be to God for this reading.
This reading is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 to 7 and to 4. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize to which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God.
We sing again, this time, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart.
Presence, my life.
Wow. Now, I don't know whether any of you, many of you, or all of you know how your preachers work out what readings to use and what hymns to choose. Well, we have help. The powers that be throughout the land have what they call a lectionary. A lectionary is a set of readings that they plan for each Sunday of the year. And there are three sets of readings, year A, year B, year C, so that over 3 years, we should actually cover all of the Bible. It doesn't work like that. There are some years we get the same things a number of weeks running. I remember once at Cranley, I wasn't the preacher's contact then, but we had the story of the prodigal son 3 weeks in a row. Funnily enough, all three were different, so it was nice to hear it in a different way each time. So I'm hoping that previous preachers to me have stuck to the lectionary, and you will have heard quite a bit about vineyards and vines and people working in vineyards for a denarius and that sort of thing. And you've probably realised that we have talked both in the psalm reading and Isaiah about a vineyard. And the reading I left out today was a Matthew reading and was again about a vineyard. So, our psalm reading talks about bringing a vine out of Egypt. And of course, this is actually an oblique reference to the Exodus from Egypt as they escaped and travelled to the Promised Land. Vines and vineyards were a familiar talking point to the ancient Israelites and obviously made it a lot easier for the prophets and for Jesus when they wanted to tell stories to the ordinary man in the street, as it were, to pick something that they could identify with. It's just like us, if you like, talking about the shops. It's a familiar talking point that we talk about our shops in our high street. But back then in Israel, it was a commonplace occupation, and there were many vineyards. So a lot of men were employed tilling the earth, tending the vines, harvesting and making the wine. And I won't comment about drinking it, but I'm sure they did that as well. In the Isaiah reading, we hear again of the vineyard, how it was chosen for a good hillside, because you must have good earth for a vine. It must be facing the right way. There's no point in facing it north because it won't get the sunshine. And it has to be in a sheltered place so that it doesn't get too windy and all the vines end up being flat. So this vineyard was chosen on a good hillside, cleared of stones and planted with the choicest of vines. Quote, "My loved one had a vineyard. He built a watchtower in it and cut a wine press as well. He tended it, watered it, loved it, nurtured it, but it yielded only bad fruit." And you wonder why? Well, God sets his seed in us. And do we turn out to have bad fruit or good fruit? Well, we're all different in different parts of our lives, and some of us will go astray and produce bad fruit. So this time, we're looking at us as part of this vineyard. The stories told by Jesus were always one that the listeners needed to identify with. And many times when he gave out his parables, he still had to explain them to his disciples, which is good for us because obviously we got the same explanation as they did. Many of the stories were aimed at the ruling Pharisees, who they well knew what he was getting at. They were the current religious leaders. They were the people that the ordinary Israelite looked up to and asked for guidance and were told what to do. And they weren't doing a good job, which meant that the law was being laid down by the Pharisees. But the love of God was not reaching the ordinary Israelite, and that's why Jesus came along. In fact, they were doing so badly, They were in danger of not making it to the eternal glory with God. So just as God loves each and every one of us, we are his fruit. And if we don't respond the right way to his love and his tenderness, we won't produce good fruit or make eternal glory either. But that's not going to happen to us. We hear the message from God. We listen to his stories. And we have these interpreted by our preachers. So we must live life to the full. Give as much as we can, wherever we can, whenever we can, doing it our way. Live your life according to God's will, and you will be rewarded. Jesus wants everyone to know the love of God so that God can have a relationship with every one of us. And we might know God and understand that as individuals, each one of us is precious to him. And each one of us can have and will have a different journey with him. Take our hymns for today. We started with Be Still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. An excellent hymn to get us ready for worship. It introduces us to the concept that our lives are so busy that at times we really must be still. That way we can really reach into ourselves and realize that God is always with us. In the darkness of the night, in the darkness of our thoughts, in our hearts, he is always there. He is there to comfort, reassure, love each one of us. He does this as individually as he can, because he can, and because he knows us and what each one of us needs. Our second hymn, There's a Spirit in the Air, introduces us to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is sent to us to be a quiet voice inside us, reminding us how we must love God and act out our lives for him. God has a journey for each of us to spread his good news to all. We do that by the example of our lives. We're not expected to go out on the high street and proclaim Jesus is at the centre of our lives. We don't need to do that. We just show people by what we do, by what we talk about, by what we believe in, by the example of our lives. Throughout our lives, in different phrases, there was growing up, being a partner, a spouse, a parent, a grandparent, a friend, a neighbour, a work colleague. All of these are part of our journey through life. And we come into contact with other people throughout our lives. As we reach the older stage of our lives, where we slow down, we have much wealth to impart to all. I'm not talking about anything other than spiritual wealth here. I read on Facebook only yesterday that the definition of a senager, so we're not teenagers, we're not senior citizens, we are senagers, someone of senior age with the following attributes. Going into a room and forgetting what you come in for is not dementia. It's a brain filled with information, you just need time to sort it out. When asked a question, the delay in answering is because you have so much knowledge and wisdom, you have to assemble the reply. Our hymn went on to tell us, may the Spirit fill our praise, guide our thoughts, and change our ways, praising the love that Christ revealed, living, working in our world. We have to be open to change. This year, in so many aspects of our lives, we've had no choice. We've just had to get on with it. Our third hymn was one of asking for help with our relationship with God. We need God with us, giving us wisdom, giving our soul shelter, God ever with us, providing us with the armour of his love to afford us the opportunity to go forward and be soldiers in the world, to be brave, to do his work. And then we have our reading from Philippians. Paul here is bringing his letter to the Christians in Philippi to a close. And he's telling them yet again that he rejoices in them, and he's telling them again about safeguards. He has Christ in his life. Everything before that is lost. He was rescued when Christ found him, and his love for Christ was such that all earthly things were meaningless to him. He wanted to attain a righteousness that came from the law, but is through the faith in Christ that he had. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. Just as each member of the church in Philippi was individual, they were all vineyards, they were all church. Just as our shops are shops, they are all individual. We're lucky in Cranley. We have a very good butcher, a baker, even a fishmonger, and many other independent shops, which attract customers from all over the place, both residents of our village and from further afield. In fact, one shop did a survey not that long about, long back, which indicated people came as far as 40 miles away to come to one of our shops in Cranley. We in Christ are individuals. We are shops. We are as good as any multinational, WH Smith or Sainsbury's or even M&S. In fact, we're better than they are because we are the small shop, the individual shop. Each one of us is unique. And we can give the greatest customer service ever and the greatest value. Let us think of our shops as being part of our journey with God. They are our talents, our strengths. And by signwriting on the front that we love God and we practice his love in our dealings with all who we come into contact with, our profits will go through the roof and we will attain the eternal life we are seeking to be with our wonderful, fulfilling God. Corporately, our shop is our church. We have a front to our church, which is our window, on which we must advertise that we are open. It is part of our journey with Christ corporately. And we must make sure that we advertise our church well, that it is welcoming and offers great value and great customer service, and there's something for everyone that can be found here. You already do it in your community. You have your preschool here, your nursery group. You have your clothing bank. You have so many things going on that prove that your church, our church, is alive and well and surviving. We have to introduce new customers to God, to Jesus, and the love he gave us so that we can give it out again. Frustrated as we are with the virus causing us so many problems, we need to think outside the box and get the customers coming back to us. We have to find the diversion on the journey to ensure we survive and we survive well. Many charities are struggling throughout the virus because their fundraising activities have been curtailed or stopped completely. In our local village, we have a very active Lions Club, and every year they hold a classic car sale on our showground, classic car show rather, on our showground, and their profits go into £20,000 a year, which they give away to all local organisations, the scouts, the schools, preschool groups, etc. This year they couldn't hold it. Do you know what they did? I got people to bring their classic cars and park them on people's drives. And they gave out a walking route to all the people who wanted to see the classic cars. And they went round to everybody's house to see the classic cars, got some exercise, met up with a couple of folks here and there, and the classic cars at the end of the day did a procession through the high street so that people could actually see them at the end of the day. That's thinking out of the box. However, there are some things that we feel that we can do nothing about. And if we can do nothing at present, other than what we're doing already, then pray. Pray. Unceasingly pray. For God listens to us, and if we pray the right prayer in the right way, he will answer it. He will provide the diversion, or he will clear the road ahead. So our challenge today is to think, what kind of shop are we? Do we have the right stock? Can we sell it to everyone? Do we have the right goals? Are they achievable? Are we giving good value? Our management knows we can make a success of this, and we need God's guidance and his love, and then we will reap our reward in heaven. Amen. Let us have a short prayer of reflection. Let us pray. Almighty God, we're going on a journey from church back to wherever we have been today, wherever we have come from. But we also go on another journey, the journey of our Christian life, its foundations, full of that, full of all that has gone before. And this is all part of the scaffold of our lives. Some of it can be seen by others, some only by ourselves. Some is very obvious, some more hidden. But it is there. It is a personal journey. No one else's is quite the same. But you know it, and you know all of us. And we trust you to guide us, to give us the strength, the courage and the persistence we need to follow where you lead, even if the path is tough. Be our guide, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is also one of our promise to Jesus. Just as he loves us, we must return his love by our service. We are asking for his help for us to be prepared with all we need to get through this journey. O Jesus, I have promised. We come now to our prayers of intercession, our prayers for others and for ourselves. Let us pray trustfully to the God who has loved us into being and cherished us all our life. Loving God, guide your church into ways of spiritual beauty and gracious wisdom. May your word be spoken with passion and heard with humility and joy. Sustain and feed us so that we bear fruit in abundance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, may justice and righteousness flourish in this neighbourhood, this country, this world. Bless those who work to right what is wrong, to mediate where there is conflict. Raise up leaders who are happy to serve and protect them from power's corruption. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we thank you for the nurturing we have received. We pray for our children and young people as they grow. Protect them from evil and strengthen them in faith. May they continue to be yours forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, give comfort and healing to all who are in any kind of need, sorrow, or pain. May they sense your reassuring presence and know that you are there with them wherever their journey takes them. And we take this opportunity in the quietness of our hearts to remember before God all those near and dear to us who are in need of our prayers at this time. We think particularly of those in our congregation not here with us today. We thank you and bless you, Lord, for the work that goes on in this church at other times than when the service is here on a Sunday. And we ask your blessing on all those who use our church. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray for those who have died to this earthly life and now see you face to face. We remember your mercy and commit our loved ones to the safety of your keeping. We think particularly at this moment of those near and dear to us who have died recently, or perhaps who have come to mind recently, or also the anniversary of their passing is around this time of the year. We ask that your loving arms surround all those in grief and bereavement and in their distressing times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we thank you for all the care and attention that you lavish on us. Make us worthy of our calling and continue your ongoing work in us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. We bring our corporate prayers together by saying together the Lord's Prayer in the traditional form. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I take this opportunity to offer a blessing for the offering that you contributed to at your entrance into the church. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come to church and the opportunity to give money towards the upkeep of this church and all the projects in the community and the wider world to which it goes. We take this opportunity to offer ourselves, our talents and our lives for your ongoing work in this locality and to bring your kingdom here on earth closer. We ask this in and through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our last hymn, We Are Marching in the Light of God. I'm hoping you won't be able to keep your feet still to this one. If you would like to stand, we will stamp or we will tap our feet. If you would prefer to sit, then please enjoy the rhythm and the sentiment. Thank you. Counts towards your exercise today, ladies and gentlemen. That brings us to our blessing. Lord our God, as with all creation, we offer you the life of this new day. Give us grace to love and serve you to the praise of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And shall we share the grace with each other? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God.